好，我们最后一节哈。
Last section。
我们刚才有提到一个重点，罗马书三章二十四节、二十五节这个重点。
We have mentioned about a critical point, which is in Romans chapter 3.
这个就是跟我们救赎有关系的，直接关系的。
And this has a direct relationship towards our salvation.
神的救赎就是立耶稣做挽回祭。
And the salvation of God is to establish Jesus as the redemption.
然后第二个，凭耶稣的血。
And second is to through the blood of Jesus.
我们上节课讲到信心。
In the last class, we talk about faith.
信心跟盼望是连在一起的。
Faith and hope is connected.
这个是很实际的信仰生活，亚伯兰的信仰生活。
And this is a realistic life of faith, which is the life of Abraham.
这个没有办法掩盖的。
This could not be overshadowed.
我们怎么知道这个人的信仰呢？
How do we know this person's faith?
看他怎么生活了。
We look at his life.
他生活的重点在哪里？
What does he emphasize in his life?
如果在神，那就是对的。
If it is upon God, it is a great thing.
如果是在人，那就错了。
If he emphasizes on men, then that is a wrong thing.
当然，这是从神的角度在看不是从人角度看。
So this is to look at the situation from God's point of view.
所以我从第一节就讲了，你要看罗马书要从神的角度看，你从不能从人的角度看了。
So in the first session, I have already tell everyone that when we are studying the book of Romans, we need to look at it from the point of view of God.
那再来，我们很实际的一个情形在教会上，在这个神的拯救上，再从另外一个角度来看我们看提多书三章五节。
From the another way of looking at the salvation of God from the point of view of church, that we need to look at Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
刚才罗马书三章二十四、二十五很重要提多书三章五节一样重要。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5 is also very important, same as Romans chapter 3 verse 24 and 25. Titus 3 verse 5. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
神的怜悯就是神的恩典
The God's mercy is God's grace.
就是主耶稣钉十字架这件事情
And that is God's Jesus crucifixion on the cross.
他的身体做挽回祭。
That his body becomes our redemption.
他的血来洗净我们的罪。
And his blood is to wash away our sin.
那到底这个实际的功用效果在哪里？
And where is the efficacy of this deed?
就是在重生的喜悦圣灵的更新。
Which is through the washing of and rebirth of our faith.
那我们就讲今天这最后一节就讲重生的喜悦按圣灵的更新刚开始的时候有讲
So this class we will talk about the rebirth and the washing washing of rebirth and renewal.
罗马书的第六章在讲受洗的事情。
In Romans chapter 6, it's talked about the baptism.
那我们读了以后我们觉得这一章讲得那么清楚为什么其他教会不这样讲呢？
So after we read this, we realized that this has clear implications of how we are to baptize people, but how come other churches does not follow this chapter?
很多教会都说这个只是一个典礼那没有什么意思。
Many people felt that this is only a ceremony and there's no importance related to salvation.
我们看看第六章罗马书第六章。
So let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章我这里没有写，没有关系我们看第二节，第三节
Romans 6 verse 3.
第三节。
6 verse 3.
岂不知我们受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？第四节。
Verse 4.
我们借着洗礼归入死。和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。 这个受洗这洗礼讲得那么清楚啊，这是什么果效呢？
So, this baptism, is clearly described over here. What is the efficacy of the baptism?
哎，我们归入受洗是归入主耶稣的死啊。
When we baptize, we baptize into the death of Christ.
你我们大家都受洗过了，你有没有觉得你死掉？
We all get baptized, do we die from
但是圣经是这样讲啊。
But this is what the Bible says.
到底我怎么死的、
so、how do we die?
我怎么跟耶稣一起埋葬呢？
How do we bury with Christ?
哎，我们看啊、哦，我们看这个第几节？第六节啊、
哦。Let's read verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆了。
For six, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
洗礼是干什么?
So what is the purpose of baptism?
什么死掉了?
So what died?
旧人死掉了。
It is our old self.
罪身,犯罪的身体死掉了。
The body of sin died.
另外一个,不再做罪的奴隶了。
And that we no longer, be slaves to sin.
这是圣经讲的话，不是我们讲的。
This is what is said in the Bible, not what we say.
你不能用自己头脑去想啊。
We cannot think of this with our own mind.
我们要求神给我们的信心接受。
We need to ask God to give us the faith to receive this point.
我们昨天晚上一直讲啊，人在罪的控制之下。
So last time we talked about that man is under the control of sin.
那从受洗的观点来看
So under the, on the perspective of baptism,
受洗之前是受罪的奴隶啊。
Before we are baptized, we are enslaved to sin.
不管你怎么做啊，都没有用。
No matter what we do, there's no hope.
因为你罪没有办法洗掉。
Because our sin cannot be washed away.
因为只有主耶稣替我们死，宝血才会洗掉我们的罪。
Only after Christ died for us that his blood can wash away our sin.
那我们受洗的水怎么知道是有保血的功效呢
？So the water in the baptism, how do we know that it has the effect of washing away of sin?
受洗的水是物质的水啊。
The water in the baptism is a material thing.
哎，那罪是属灵的罪啊。
But the sin is a spiritual thing.
那个水啊，是物质的水，所以我这里脏的话，你可以洗掉物质的脏的。
Water is,
没有办法洗掉属灵的东西啊。
Water is material. It could wash away your physical iniquity, physical dirt, but yet it cannot wash away your spiritual sin.
看约翰一书第五章啊，这个没有写哈。约翰一书第五章。
Here in let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节到第八节。
Chapter 5 verse
第六节。
6.
这借着水和血而来的是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃用水又用血。第七节。
7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节做见证的原来有三，就是水、圣灵、水、血，这三样都归一啊。这里讲啊，借着水和血来的是耶稣基督。
Here it says that he who comes by water and blood is Jesus Christ.
约翰福音十九章那里讲啊，主耶稣钉在十字架上的钉钉刺下去，水跟血流出来。
In John chapter 19, it records that when Jesus crucified on the cross, the soldiers pierced him on the side, and water and blood came out.
是约翰福音啊，讲两次，我讲的是真的。
In Book of John, he mentioned two times that this is true.
哎，圣经里面啊，如果同一句话讲两次啊，就是非常的重要。
So in the Bible, if one phrase was mentioned two times, then that phrase is very important.
约翰啊，他看到。耶稣的水和血，身体水和血跑出来了。
John saw that the water and blood came out of Jesus' blood, the body.
所以他写约翰一书第五章的时候就说，这个水和血来的是谁呀？是耶稣基督啊。
So that's why in 1 John he says that this he who came by water and blood, which is Jesus Christ.
为什么把水和血放在一起干什么？
Why did he put water and blood together?
我们今天有讲到希伯来书第九章讲水，主耶稣的血可以洗掉人的罪。
Hebrew chapter 9 mentioned that Jesus' blood could wash away people's sin.
那这个水是什么呢？
So what is this water?
水就是洗礼的水啊。
This water represents the water of baptism.
罗马书第六章那里讲啊。
In Romans chapter 6 mentioned.
我们归入主耶稣啊，罪身就是 灭绝了，不再做罪的奴仆啊。
That when we belong to Christ, we are no longer enslaved to sin.
我们受洗的就是这个功效。
And once we are baptized, this is the effect we have.
这是很奥秘的事情啊。
This is very mysterious.
水就是洗礼。
Water is baptism.
血就是主耶稣流的十字架上流的宝血。
The blood is the blood from Jesus Christ from the cross.
约翰一书第五章又说，又把圣灵放进去了。
And 1 John chapter 5, it also included spirit.
因为圣灵在那边应许啊，物质的水就有那个主耶稣灵里面宝血的功效。
Because when the spirit who testifies, it moves the water and transforms the water into blood.
就是在灵里面啊。
In spirit.
哎，那这水还是水啊，那个海水还是水啊。
Yeah, that's water. In material, it's still water.
虽然有人说眼睛看到那个红色的啦。
Some people, they have seen visions that the water turned to blood.
那些神迹都是增加信心啊。
Those visions all are to strengthen their faith.
重要是洗掉我们灵里面的罪啊。
But more importantly is to wash away the sin in our spirit.
就是那个海水变红色，你也洗不掉你的，洗不掉你的灵里面的罪啊。
Even if we dye the sea, the water into red, water, it still cannot wash away our sin.
重要是灵里面洗掉你的罪。
More importantly is in the spirit that it washes away our sin.
我们教会得到神的启示啊。
Our church received the revelation from God.
这种讲法其他教会都没有这样讲。
That none of the other church actually talk about this.
这是我们的信仰啊。
This is our faith.
在灵里面，水有血的功效。
That in spirit, that water has the effect of the blood.
跟圣餐礼一样哦。
Just like in our Holy Communion.
那个无酵饼还是饼啊。
That unleavened bread is still a bread.
注谢以后还是无酵饼啊。
That after blessing is still in physical appearance of a bread.
但这我们相信神的话。
But however, when we believe in the words of God.
主耶稣说，这是我的身体。
God said, this is my body.
那个葡萄汁，这是我的血。
This grape juice is my blood.
哎，这是在灵里面啊。
Then that is in spirit.
在圣灵里面运行啊。
That is done in spirit.
到目前为止，我还没听过一个教会这样讲过。
That none of the other church actually say that.
这是我们的信仰啊。
This is our belief.
我们要完全的了解。
We need to have a complete understanding.
你受洗了，你还不知道你灵里面罪赦掉吗？
After we are baptized, don't we know that our sins were washed away?
你根据什么地方呢
？Where do we find this?
根据罗马书六章，根据约翰一书第五章。
Where we find this reference is in 1 John chapter 5 and Romans chapter 6.
哎，这个很重要。
This is very important.
哎，从这地方开始啊。
So from here.
哎，就在讲死里复活的事上。
So from here, we are start to talk about resurrection.
哎，讲要重生的事情呢、啊。
It talks about rebirth.
这是讲灵里面的重生。
This is to talk about the rebirth in spirit.
灵里面的死里复活。
That we are rebirthed and resurrected in spirit.
我的旧人啊，旧人是灵里面的旧人啊。
That our old self, which is in spirit,
罪身犯罪的身体是就这个灵里面的。
That our old self, which is a sinful body in spirit,
我们是罪的奴仆，这是灵里面的。
That we are enslaved in sin, we are that is in spirit.
你看不到的。
That we cannot see that.
这是要用信心来接受。
We need to accept that by faith.
圣经这样讲，你就接受。
So Bible say this, we need to accept it.
你不能说我不了解，我不接受。
We cannot say that because we don't understand it, therefore we don't accept it.
这个大概就是这样讲讲而已、啊。
Maybe that they just say so, and reference to it.
很多人啊，很多教会都这样子啊，这个没有什么意思啦。
And that's why, therefore, many denominations did not feel that this is critical.
我们不能这样相信神。
We cannot think of it this way.
神这样讲，我就接受。
God says this way, therefore we need to accept it.
这就是我们的信心啊。
This is our faith.
我们受洗以前要有这种信心啊。
Before our baptism, we need to have this kind of faith.
一个人受洗以前没有这个信心，不应该受洗。
If they don't have this kind of faith, they cannot be baptized. They should not be baptized.
你不相信主耶稣宝血洗掉你的罪，你受洗干嘛
？Because if you don't believe that God's Christ, Jesus' blood will wash away your sin, then why do you go and baptize?
你不相信洗礼以后我从灵里面重生了、啊，那你受洗干嘛
？If you don't believe that after baptism, that in spirit that we are reborn, then why do we go in? into baptism.
你根本不了解真理啊。
Because then that means that we don't understand the truth.
你不信这个真理啊。
That means that we don't believe in this truth.
你不接受这个真理啊。
Which means that we don't accept this truth.
你不接受不应该受洗。
If we don't accept this truth, then we should not get baptized.
这个人应该继续祷告。
This person should continue to pray.
那我们很多人受洗啊。
So many people already got baptized.
你当时候有没有这个认识啊？
Do we all have this kind of...understanding at that time.
那你要求神给你有这个认识。
And if you don't, you need to ask God to give you this understanding.
神会给我们这个认识啊。
God will give us this understanding.
我再相信一次。
I will, it will allow us to believe again.
像我啊，我在婴孩的时候就受洗，我怎么知道啊？
For example, I was baptized when I was an infant, and I have no understanding of this.
但是我长大以后。
But after I grow up.
我神帮让我了解了。
That after I grow up, God revealed this to me.
我要重估我的信仰。
That I need I need to reevaluate my faith.
所有我以前没有不知道的，我现在要开始相信了。
So all the things I did not know before, I need to start believing.
从这一点开始，我走这条路。
From that point on, I need to walk on my own path.
过去不知道就不知道，就过去了。
So in the past, if I don't know, if I don't understand, that's in the past.
但是我现在知道了。
But now that I know,
我抓着不放了。
I need to hold on to it and not let go, just like Abraham.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
所以受洗有很大的作用。
So this is the baptism has great effects.
我们看六章第八节。
Let's turn to
罗马书六章八节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 8.
我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now if we die with Christ, we believe we will also live with him.
另外一个信心出来了。
This is another faith.
我上一节课讲信心啊，用亚伯兰来讲哈，大家都很觉得很就是觉得很容易接受了。
So last class I talked about faith and I used Abraham as example, so it's which is easy for everyone to accept.
但是罗马书现在讲的是更重要。
But what is recorded here in Romans is more important.
因为这是灵里面的真理啊。
Because this is the truth in spirit.
受洗的时候就有人死了。
In baptism, there are people that die.
但是你要相信啊。
But、
相信什么
we need to believe. What do we need to believe then?
我一定会跟主耶稣啊同复活。
That once we die, we will resurrect with Christ.
如果你相信这人死了没有复活，那也没有用了。
But if you believe that our old self died, but yet it's not resurrected, then there is no effect.
要相信这句话，先要了解这句话。
Therefore, in order to understand that, we need to understand this verse.
你从来没有读过这句话，你怎么去相信什么？
So if you never read this verse, then what kind of, what do you believe in?
今天以后你就知道有这句话了。
So from now on, we know of this word, of this verse.
如果我们信不下去，
if we cannot continue our faith,
又要向神求信心了。
Then we need to ask.Faith from God.
因为信心从神来的。
Because faith is from God.
这个是一个连在一起的东西啊。
This is all connected.
在六章十四节。
In chapter 6 verse 14.
这有一个很大的身份上的不同。
Here it talks about a great status difference.
十四节。
14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下了。
For sin not shall not be your master, because you are not on the law, but on the grace.
现在稍微讲一下哈，什么的律法跟恩典到底在讲什么
？So now we let's talk about a little bit of what is it meant by law and grace.
旧约就是律法的代表。
Old Testament is a reference to the law.
神把他的话写在石板上。写在纸上看得到的了。
God wrote His law on the tablet and also on the paper. On paper.
人要照这个law，照这个律法去做。
So men need to follow these law.
到了新约。
But however, in New Testament,
神把这个律法转到心里面去了。
But God have changed this law into our heart.
更重要的是在主耶稣的恩典之下。
More importantly, it is under the grace of God.
换句话说。我们的主人不同了。
In other words, that our master is now different.
旧约的主人是律法。
In the Old Testament, the master is the law.
新约的主人是主耶稣了。
But in the New Testament, the master is Jesus Christ.
我们不再属于律法，也不再属于罪的下面了。
That we no longer belong to the law or under enslaved by sin.
神又给我们圣灵。
That God will give us Holy Spirit.
印证我们是他的儿子。
To testify that we are His son.
而且是后裔得到产业的。
And to be the heir to His inheritance.
哎，我们身份不一样啊。
We have a different status now.
哎，有的人觉得说，哦，你看这个受洗的人，你看信了几十年了，行为也那么差。
Some might think that, hey, this person already got baptized and believed for numbers of years, yet his deeds are so misrepresented.
难道这个教会是真的吗?
Is this a true church?
我们看教会不是看人。
So we look at church, we don't look at men.
我们要看他的信仰是什么。
We need to look at this person's faith.
你到一个教会去啊，你要查看他信什么。
For example, when we go to a church, we need to see who do they believe in.
那个是教会的根本啊。
That is the foundation of the church.
我们教会的根本是在圣经里面。
Our foundation of our church is on the Bible.
洗礼以后，你在恩典之下。
Therefore, after our baptism, we are under grace.
主耶稣是你的主人。
Jesus Christ become our master.
你自由了。
That we are set free.
当然你自由也可以选择不要主耶稣也可以啊。
Of course, after we're set free, we could choose not to be a follower of Christ.
一个人受洗以后，你也可以选择说，我不要再跟主耶稣了。
After a person get baptized, they could still select not to follow Christ.
当然，他要再回去罪恶，要回到律法去，那是他的选择了。
Of course, if they wanted to choose to go back to sin and go back under the law, then that is their choice. That's the choice.
但是洗礼有这个果效。
But however, baptism has this effect.
让你不再犯罪。罪恶的之下面
that it allows us not to be enslaved in sin.
所以我们要做什么事情
Therefore, what do we need to do?
要下定决心啊，决志。
We need to make our determination.
不要再做罪的奴隶。
That we no longer be the slave of sin.
我们下面再讲下去，你就会发觉到人的立志非常的重要。
So after we continue, we will talk about our determination is actually quite critical.
英文用 mind 用这个意念很重要
That our mind is very important
你决定要做什么这件事很重要
For example, what do we want to what do we decide that is very important
我们要求神给我这个决心、啊、
So that we need to ask God to give us this determination
一个信主的人
So for example, a person
一个受得圣灵的人
A person that received the Holy Spirit.
你为什么祷告?
Why do we pray?
你祷告就是常常有时候我觉得我不想要走，决定要走哪一条路啊。
We pray because we do not know what way, which way to go.
好像知道神的道。
It seems that we know the ways of God.
又听到很多的意见。
However, we heard many other opinions.
到底我要抓哪一条啊?
So which way should I go?
所以我要下定决心了。
Therefore, we need to make the right mind.
那是要求谁帮助啊?当然是求神啊。
Therefore, who shall we ask? And of course, we should ask God.
最好的例子是谁?
Who is the best example?
有没有人要讲？谁？圣经里面最好的例子啊？
大卫。
啊？
大卫。
大卫，最好的决志的例子啊。新约里面，哪一件事？保罗啊，还有没有？保罗也有了哈，有一件事情非常清楚，我讲出来你们都知道了，或你们想一想，他祷告，汗滴像血点流下来，主耶稣在哪里祷告？客西马尼园，他为什么祷告
？So why did Jesus pray in the Garden of Gethsemane? Why did he pray?
他祷告什么？他下不了决心啊。
He was not able to make his decision.
我们不要把肉身的耶稣当作嚯、哦、他是神啊他绝对不会有这个问题。我的问题他绝对他没有。他有啊。
We should not think that in Jesus Christ in his physical body that he has no problem, but yet he still has problem.
他是真的人啊。
In reality, he is human, and therefore he knows.
今天我们下不了决心主耶稣2000年在客西马尼园他下不了决心。
Today, we are unable to make that determination make that decision. Jesus, 2000 years ago, could not make that decision either.
他把三个最得力的门徒啊叫进去了。
He asked his three best disciples with him to go with
him. 彼得、雅各、约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
你帮我一起祷告。
He asked Peter, James, John to pray with him.
至少不要睡着了。
And don't fall asleep.
结果他们全睡着了。
And unfortunately, all three of them fell asleep.
主耶稣把他心都掏出来了。
God gave his heart out.
他说我忧伤的要死啊。
He said, I am in such agony.
我们不要看圣经啊，以为主耶稣在演戏啊。
Don't think that the Bible is, from the Bible that Jesus is in a play, emotional.
有人就这样想啊。主耶稣是神啊。
Some people said Jesus Christ is God.
打他怎么会痛？在十字架打怎么会痛
？If you hit him, how could he might not even feel pain.
意思是、啊、主耶稣在十字架是表演给你看的、啊，他不会痛了。
That、they're saying that Jesus is only, you know, in he is only acting out his on the cross.
圣经不是这样讲。
Of course, the Bible did not.
主耶稣就是实实在在的一个人，跟你一样，你跟我一样的。
Jesus Christ is just like you and I.
哎，他真的是没有办法下决定。
He truly cannot make that decision.
我们知道他怎么祷告。
We know how he prayed.
对你他怎么祷告？他说：“父啊，什么？父啊，还没有那句话，前面呢？把这个杯拿走。杯是什么
？”He said, "Father, please remove this cup from me."
杯是什么
？What is this cup?
苦杯是什么
？That is his bitter
cup. 讲清楚一点。钉十字架
that
痛苦的
that cup is his cross、
哎、这是谁的意思啊
well, whose will is that
耶稣肉身的意思了
that is the will of Jesus in his flesh
然后呢下一句话什么
so what was his next phrase
不要照我的意思要照你的意思
not of my will but according to your will
从这句话里面你我们可以知道主耶稣心里有没有两个意见呢、啊、
？So from this phrase, we could see that in God Jesus' heart, does he have two minds?
我们是不是常常有两个意见呢、啊、
？Don't we also have often feel
知道神的道理
？We know one side is God's words,
但是实际上又做不到。
But in reality, we are unable to follow that will.
很多人说啊，主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，原谅我啦。
So many people say, Lord, please forgive me. I am weak.
This is 得救不能马马虎虎的啦。
That we could get away with things.
所以要立志。
Therefore, we need to make the right
decision.
Baptism will wash away our sin.
但是立志，主耶稣没有办法帮你做。
But in making that decision, you have to make that decision.
没有人能够帮你做立志的。
No one could make that decision or determination by yourself. Your parents cannot.
你太太也没办法，你丈夫也没办法。
Your wife or husband.
你儿子也没办法。
Your sons cannot.
自己的。
You have to make that decision.
因为灵魂得救是自己的。
Because that salvation is yours.
我觉得我们应该要很好的知道这件事情啊。
Therefore, we need to have a clear understanding of this.
你到时候就讲啊，传道长子没讲，没有用的啦。
In Judgment Day, we cannot say that the pastor or ministers never said this.
就不是这样子，自己要做决定。
So, because we need to make that decision.
罪奴还是义奴？
So we need to be slave to sin or slave to righteousness.
Righteousness 就是神了、啊、哈，神的仆人或是罪犯罪的奴隶。
Shall we be the servant of God or the slave of sin?
这个是要决定的。
Do we need to make this
decision? 受洗归至主耶稣的死。
That once we are baptized, we baptize into the death of Christ.
主耶稣让我们的罪都洗掉了。
That Jesus washed away our sin.
我们也重生了。
Then we are reborn.
路要自己决定要走啊。
Then this way is determined by us.
你这个脚抬不起来就不愿意抬啊。
If we don't want to lift up our feet to walk, then that is our own decision.
重要是我们要有这个决心、啊、
Importantly is that we need to have the right mind.
这个腿抬不起来，太重了。
If we are unable to lift up our feet,
但是我心是要抬的。
But if our heart wants to lift that feet,
我没有力量。
And I don't have that strength.
那怎么办？
Then what do we do? What do we do?
警醒祷告啊。
We need to pray and be alert.
那神就加添我们力量。
Then God will give us strength.
就像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
主耶稣也是刚开始没有办法做决定啊。
Just like Jesus, he was not able to make that determination.
第一次祷告。
His first prayer.
天使加添的力量。
That angels gave him strength.
他就第二次祷告就不一样了。
In the second prayer, it was different.
他说 顺照神的旨意之前。
He said, be according, according to thy will.
第三次祷告不一样。
The third time is different.
看他的门徒还在睡觉。
He saw his disciples still sleeping.
他也知道他们的软弱。
He knows that there is their weakness.
赶快起来吧。
He said, wake up.
敌人来了。
The enemies are at hand.
三个人糊里糊涂的起来，人家在抓人呢。
They were all still slumber, and the soldiers are here.
主耶稣不再彷徨了。
Jesus no longer afraid.
他知道他应该做什么。
He know what he needs to do.
不慌不忙的。
He is not afraid and he is not worried.
因为神给他里面的力量。
Because God gave him the inner strength.
如果我们有神的力量。
So if we receive the strength from God.
你不会不慌不忙。
We will not be worried and we will.
你如果没有神的力量。
If we don't have the strength of God.
你就是匆匆忙忙的。
Then we will be worried and we will act foolishly.
吵吵闹闹的。
That we will act crazily.
没有平安了。
That we will not have peace.
但是你有神的同在的人都不一样了。
However, if we have the abidance of God, our actions will be different.
那么多人在抓人。
That so many people are, so many soldiers out there.
主耶稣说，我就是啊，你就抓我去就好了。
And Jesus said, I am he, you could arrest me.
讲这样子的话好像不是他的事啊。
He said that just as if nothing is happening, nothing is, critical is happening.
因为他已经没有害怕了。
Because he is not afraid anymore.
他知道他所做的是对的。
He know that what he is about to do is the right thing to do.
所以我们要下定决心。
So we need to make our determination.
我们刚才讲的从圣灵洗再来一个圣灵的更新。
That we just talk about the washing of rebirth, and now next is the renewal of the spirit.
神的拯救最后一阶段就是圣灵的更新。
God's salvation, the last part of God's salvation is the renewal of our spirit.
更新是不断的，我们一生的更新。
The renewal is continual. It is a renewing, renewal of our entire life.
重生的洗只有一点，就那一点，你洗礼那一点。
So the rebirth is one point, which is the point of our baptism.
从此以后，我们要靠圣灵一直进步啊。
From then on, we will need to rely on the Holy Spirit to improve.
圣灵里面没有止限的。
So in spirit, there is no end.
你一直往上走。
That we will continue to go.
因为是灵里面啊。
Because we are in spirit.
这更重要了。
This is more important.
这就对我们每一位啊，已经是信徒的人啊。应该牢牢记住的。
This is very important for the Christians that we need to remember this.
而且每天要进步的。
That we need to improve daily.
不要等到说灵恩会才来发热心呢。
That we should not wait until the spiritual convocation to become zealous.
是灵恩会完以后就开始退步。
And right after spiritual convocation, we deteriorate.
然后退步到下一次灵恩又上来。
And we until the next following spiritual convocation that we become zealous again, that we are going into circle.
永远逃不出来。
That we never is able to escape from that circle.
我们看那个小朋友啊，参加学生灵会就是这样子，很多啊。
And we see the children when they attend student spiritual convocation. That's a type of circle that
每一次都说，哎呀，好几个人受洗，得圣灵了。
That every time we see many receive the Holy Spirit.
下次灵会他们又跑到前面再祷告了。
But next spiritual convocation, they came up to the front to pray.
又死掉了。
They lost the Holy Spirit.
再得到。
And then they receive the Holy Spirit again.
怎么打圈
呢？ So they're on that cycle.
那个是灵里面的小孩子。
That's the children in spirit.
我们要不断的更新。
We need to renew continuously.
我们来看一个观念，罗马书第八章第一节。
Let's look at one concept. Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Therefore, there is no one condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
有一个 key word, 有一个很重要的观念，在基督耶稣里。
The key word is in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里是什么意思？
What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus?
为什么在基督耶稣里你不会再被定罪了呢？
Why is it that in Christ Jesus we will not be condemned?
我们胜过罪了呢？
Have we overcome sin?
第二节
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离了罪和死的律。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
我们昨天有提到那个律啊，就是一种控制力量。
So we know that this law is a control force.
好像地心引力一样。
Just like the
gravity. 你东西放下去一定往地心掉。
That all things fall towards the gravity.
所有的东西都要按照这个规定。
So all things follow this rule.
但是呢，鸟怎么往上飞呢？
But why is the bird able to fly up?
你有没有想过鸟怎么往上飞？
Have you think how this bird fly?
Danny, 鸟怎么会往上飞？它怎么不往下掉？
How come it doesn't fall down? How come it's able to fly up?
它有翅膀，它有翅膀就可以飞。
Yes, wings so that it could soar.
真的吗？
Is that true?
然后做一个翅膀就飞了。
So I could just create a wing and I could fly.
什么东西使它有力量胜过那个地心引力？
What gave it strength to overcome this gravity?
它一只鸟在飞啊。
A bird when they fly.
越飞越高。
When they soar up to into the sky.
你在下面拿一支枪，嘣一枪，它打到它了，它在飞吗？
When you shot it, would it still fly?
它会飞吗？
Would it fly?
它就根据地心引力掉下来了。
And it will follow the law of gravity. It will fall onto the ground.
在打那枪之前跟之后差在什么地方？
So what is the difference between that shot?Before and after.
那只鸟是在插在什么地方？
What was the difference between that bird? Raymond.
Life, 对啊，活的啦。
Life.
生命啊。
Because of his life.
你有生命是胜过了死啊。罪啊。
Because life will overcome death.
这个生命是神赐的。
This life is from God.
是圣灵给你。
It is from the Spirit.
你被圣灵充满。
It is from you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你的生命就旺盛了。
Then your life will be prosperous.
罪和死控制不了你的。
Then sin and death cannot have hold on you.
因为你有另外一个律了。
Because now you have a different law.
在耶稣基督徒里面有另外一个律，是什么律？
Because in Christ Jesus you have a different law. What law is that?
是生命圣灵的律。
And that is the law of life.
圣灵会给生命啊。
The law of the spirit of life.
我们就不再死了。
Therefore, we no longer belong to death.
不再受罪和死的控制了。
We are not controlled by sin or death.
所以我们得圣灵的人要了解啊。
Therefore, those that receive the Holy Spirit, we need to have this understanding.
那个圣灵会给我们胜过那个罪和死的力啊。
That Holy Spirit will empower us to overcome our sin and death.
这个叫做在基督耶稣里啊。
And this is in Christ Jesus.
如果你不在基督耶稣里，
So if we're not in Christ Jesus,
你照样受罪和死的控制啊。
Then we are still bound to that sin and death.
第三节，
Verse 3，
律法竟因为肉体有软弱，有所不能的行的，神就差遣他的自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体上定了罪案啊。这句话是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
这句话代表什么？
What does this verse represent?
主耶稣做赎罪祭。
That Jesus Christ is the sin offering.
然后就定了罪案。
And that it condemns sin.
到现在为止我们谈的哪一个跟这个有关系？
So all the things that we have spoken now, until now, what is related to this?
什么时候你的罪被赎罪了？
When is the time that our sin is atoned?
Danny, 受洗的时候。
When we are baptized, our sins are atoned.
在耶稣基督里面第一个意思就是受洗。
In Jesus Christ, the first meaning is that we are
baptized. 因为你受洗，你的身份改变了。
Once we're baptized, our status changed.
你在恩典之下，不在罪的。
We are on the grace, we are not on the sin anymore.
这是第一个重要的。
This is the first important thing.
第二个。
Secondly.
第四节。
Verse 4.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人的身上。这在讲什么？
What does this verse 4 talk about?
在耶稣基督里面，第一个就是要受洗。
In Christ Jesus, first thing we need to do is to get baptized.
主耶稣做我们的赎罪祭。
That Jesus become the atonement of our sin.
第二个是什么？
What is the second point?
Danny, 我们谈过啊，第二个是什么？律法的义成就在我们这个不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的身上。
The law, the righteousness of the law is fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the spirit.
Live according to the spirit. Right, 在圣灵里面生活。
So that we need to live according to the spirit.
按照圣灵的感动来带领的生活了。
That we are moved by the Spirit to live in Spirit.
顺服圣灵的人啊。
That we need to be submissive to the Spirit.
一个人讲灵言。
So when a person speaks in tongues.
是不是一定表示他一定顺服圣灵？
Does that mean that he is submissive to the Holy Spirit?
这个两回事啊。
That's a different, two different things.
一个人可以很大声打祷告，哇，身体大震动，讲了很多的圣灵。
And a person could be praying very loudly with a very fluent tongue and very big body movements.
但是他如果起来以后再骂人呢？
But once he get up and he start yelling at other people,
你说他圣灵充满吗？
Do you think that he really have
fullness of Holy Spirit? 圣灵在活呢？
Did he really live according to the Spirit?
你们有没有看过这种人？
Have you ever seen these kind of people?
你不要回答了，你自己心里明白就好了。
We all know.
所以这个不一样啊，这完全不一样的东西啊。
So these are two different things.
讲灵言是在证明我们圣灵有得到圣灵啊。
And when we speak in tongue, that it only proves that we have received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们这个人要不要顺服圣灵，这是另外一回事啊。
So, but however, whether or not we are to be submissive to the Holy Spirit, that is totally two different things.
因为你是自由身啊。
Because we have a free body.
你选择哪一个？
We have the freedom to choose.
你身里面有圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
我们也有我们自己啊。
We also have ourselves.
啊，仁义也好啦，随便怎么解释啦，人的意思也好啦，血气也好啦，情欲也好啦。这是自己的东西啊。
Whether it's our own selfish desires, our own fleshly desires, all these are our own stuff.
你看你决定要在哪里啊。
It depends on us what we wanted to do.
我们再读一句啊。
That's
第五节。
Read number, read verse 5.
用英文念好了，英文。
Verse 5, those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
英文我觉得非常好容易了解，我觉得中文有时候搞不清楚在讲什么。
So English is actually very clear to understand.
中文什么谁从肉体体贴肉体，到底在讲什么？那个郭弟兄，你解释看看，体贴肉体是什么？好像很抽象啊。英文怎么讲？
Live according to the sinful nature.
Set
have their minds set.On what that nature desires.
下面那句话，体贴肉体啊，英文是变成 set your mind on flesh. 什么是 mind? What is mind?
What is mind?
Raymond, what's your mind mean? To me, connect me, mind is mean what you determine.
Mind could be
what you set up, right?What do you determine? So I'm going to study hard. I'm going to get A or straight A, right? That's your mind. I'm going to do business today. I'm going to earn $1 million today. It's mine, right? What your mind set up? You set up to the flesh. 你就是体贴肉体啦。这个体贴肉体啊，这马太福音十六章，你们记得不记得？主耶稣问彼得说：“我是谁啊？”你说我是谁？主耶稣彼得说什么？你是基督，永生神的儿子。那彼得主耶稣就加一句话：“你知道的，不是你知道的了。天父告诉你，根本完全不知道。”
So when Peter said to Jesus that Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you think I am?" Peter said, "You are the sons of God." Jesus said, "You did not know what you have just said."
是天父告诉你的
啊。It is God. To tell you what you know.
没有隔两节啊，两三节以后， 这一下子啊，主耶稣就说：“哦，我要第三天，我等一下，我再过不久要被人家钉十字架，第三天要复活，到耶路撒冷去。”
And in a couple of verses later, Jesus proclaimed that he will be crucified, and 3 days later he will resurrect and go.
彼得怎么讲
？And what did Peter say?
啊，彼。哎，万万不可以啊！这怎么可以发生在你身上？
And Peter said,
你是老师呢
？How could this happen to you? That this could not happen to you.
我要保护你啊
！I will protect you.
谁敢过来
？Who dare to come?
可以呢？你还要死啊？这怎么可以？啊，主耶稣怎么讲
？And what did Jesus say?
撒旦退你后去，因为什么？你体贴，你不体贴神的意思，只体贴什么？人的意思啊
，He says, "Satan, get behind me! You do not set your minds on the will of God, but on the will of Satan."
哎，旧灯翻得很好啊 ，set your mind on from man's point of view, not on God's point of view. 你解释这条圣经节是用自己的意思来解释，不是神的意思来解释的。
So sometimes when we explain a Bible verse, we don't explain it with the will of God, but rather with our own will.
哎，彼得说，按照我的意思，你不应该去钉十字架死啊。
So when Peter said you should not go and die, that is according to his own will.
我要保护你啊，好有对你很爱心啊。
To protect Jesus.
哎，从神来看呢，是什么
？But to God,
彼得在做什么
？What is Peter doing?
彼得在做什么 ？Dan。阻挡神的意思啊
！That he is against God's will.
哎，人的好心呐、啊，是阻挡神的意思哦。
But man's will becomes an obstacle of God's will.
哎，我们最困难的、啊，人间上遇到有时候一些困难的事情，就是人家实在好心呐、啊，我们就不忍心说 no。
So the problems that we encounter today is that people have their good will, good heart, but yet we are unable to say no to them.
哎，我们都希望不要就是不要让他伤心了、啊、哈。
We don't want to hurt others.
但是真理不一样、啊。
But in truth, that is different.
哎，那没有妥协的。
There's nothing that we should give in.
哎，所以属肉体啊，不是那个体贴肉体啊，就是这个把 mind 啊，把你的意志 set 在哪里了。
So that our minds are set on what the nature desires.
哎，你如果放到那个肉体 nature desire， 你就死了。
So if we set our mind the nature desires and our nature what our nature desires, then we will be dead.
哎，那我们 set 我们把它放在圣灵里面就会活。
But if we set our mind according to the spirit, then we will be alive.
潘弟兄，你解释一下，怎么样叫做把我的 mind set 在圣灵里
？So how do we set our mind in spirit？
从你表面的意思来看，比如说我们去祷告，我们为某件事情祷告。
For example, when we pray for certain things。
什么叫做把我的 mind？顺从圣灵呢
？How do we set our mind according to the Holy Spirit？
我们有我们自己的想法，比如说这件事情，我有我的希望神怎么成全嘛，我有我的想法，对不对
？We all have our own minds and we all have our ways of creating.
但是我们不知道我们的想法有没有配合神的想法。
But we don't know whether our ways is according to God's will.
那我们怎么把我们的The mind 放在神那里呢
？Therefore, how do we set our mind in God's will?
你知道我在讲什么？知道吗？哈？啊 ？How do you know God's will? You don't know, right? You have not known. How do you know your God's will? 哎，如果说，当然你只知道哪某一个经节啊、哦，神叫我做主力这件事情，就是用这个经节，那你就照这个做哦。就那当然就是 set your mind on spirit 对的、哦、
So if you do have a Bible verse and you know that verse is referring to the things that you are to make decisions on, then yes, that is setting our minds in.
如果你不太清楚呢
？In God's will. But however, if you are unclear, what happens?、
哦、Danny， 你说什么？啊？主若愿意。
If God is willing.、
哦、If God's willing.、哦我在想啊，最重要，我们先 我自己这我的想法，圣经没有讲了啊，就是说先求神啊，把我自己的意见先拿走了。
So this is my own opinion, it's not from the Bible, but I would probably ask God to remove my will first.
因为如果我一直在想我的事情，那神的事情告诉我，我也听，我已经block 住了。
Because if I keep on thinking of my own method or my will, then my will will probably barricade God's will.
好像这个瓶子一样啊。
So for example, like this
bottle, 装满了水。
This bottle probably
装满了你自己的水。
Fill with the water.
那你向神祈求。
And if you ask God,
神把圣灵的水再倒进来，倒不进来了，已经满了。
To fill this bottle with more water, but that water will not be able to come in because that bottle is filled.
先把水倒掉。
So what should we do? We need to remove the water first.
我们容易不容易把自己的东西倒掉？不容易啊。
Is it easy for us to remove our own will?
That's very hard. 要向神说，把我的想法拿走，非常的难。
I realize that to ask God to remove our own will is actually quite difficult.
我自己没有办法。
Because I myself cannot do so.
所以我们就向神求，求啊，神啊，你把我拿走，空的。
Therefore, we should ask God to remove that will from our bottle, that remove that water out first.
很多人祷告以后，我问他，你刚才祷告什么？
So many people that after they pray, I ask them, what did you pray?
空空的。
They say it's empty.
我不知道，都没有在想什么。
They don't pray for anything.
我在想啊，应该到那个境界。我们应该到那个境界。
I felt that we should reach that level.
我的东西不见了。
That we don't think of anything.
主耶稣啊，你把你的意见撞进来。
But that we allow God to fill us with His will.
这很不难，很难，很难。
This is very difficult.
要需要很大的耐心。
It requires many patience.
该讲话的时候，不是。不该讲话的时候不要讲话。
That when it's not time for us to talk, we should not talk.
在等待神的时候，最好是不要讲话。
That when we are waiting for God, we should not give our opinions.
静静的在那边思想。
We should sit there and ponder quietly.
说不定要好多天呢。
Maybe it requires many days.
说不定要好几个礼拜。
Maybe it requires many weeks.
不再讲这件事情。
But we don't talk about this thing anymore.
可能十年后、二十年后才知道哦。神原来的意思是这个。
Maybe 10 years, 20 years later that we could see the will of God.
体贴人的意思啊，体贴肉体的啊，太简单了，每一个人都会做。
So it is easy for us to set our minds to the nature's desire.
要求神把我的意思拿走，再体贴神的意思，哇，这不简单。
But for us to ask God to remove our own wills, empty us out, and to put God's will in, that's very difficult to do.
体贴啊，set a mind 啊，set a mind 啊。在 on spirit 哈啊，另外一个就是属圣属灵的啊属肉体的跟属这个属基督的属灵的哈。我们看第九节啊
Next, let's look at verse 9.
我们看第八节好了哈。
Verse 8.
而且属肉体的人不能够得神的喜悦。第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的啊。这里面有讲到啊，属基督跟属肉体，这有的这个不同。
Here is the talk about two different things. One is to belong to Christ, and one belongs to the flesh.
Set 的哈，把我们的意念 set 在圣灵，跟属基督啊，是属圣灵啊，属基督有点不太一样。
To set our mind in the spirit is a little bit different than to belong in Christ.
因为属的意思就是我做他的仆人啊。
When we belong, we become a servant of Christ.
仆人没有自己的意见啊，已经达到那样子了。
Servant does not have their own opinion. Say that
becomes
a different level. That whatever the master tell him to do, that's what they are to do.
所以属这个属的意思就是再进一步了
，so therefore
属于他了。
To belong is to be owned by this master.
那么这个过程当中，你要先把我的 mind 先 set 好。
So in this process, we need to set our mind first.
你常常 set 在圣灵里面，久了久之，你就慢慢就属于基督了。
So when we set our mind in Christ, in spirit, then we will eventually belong to Christ.
所以这里有几个观念。
So there are two few concepts.
随从圣灵
first to set our minds to the spirit.
随从是 live according to our spirit.
Live according to our spirit.
那 set our mind 在 spirit.
Then is to set our minds to the spirit.
然后属于圣灵 spirit.
Lastly is to belong to the spirit.
这是三个方面、
There are three aspects.
同样的，在这三在另外一边有肉体也是一样。
So the other side belongs to the nature of sin.
我知道讲这样子不太容易了解啊，希望弟兄姊妹也好好回去想，如果你能够想得更好的解释啊，你来跟我交通一下。
So I think this is probably hard to understand, but if you have other ways of understanding this passage, please come and discuss with me.
八章十三节。
So in chapter 8, verse 13,
我们要立定决心。
We need to set our minds.
顺从肉体必死。
That if we live according to the sinful nature, we will die.
靠着圣灵支持身体的恶行必要活。
But by the Spirit we put to death the misdeeds of body, we will live.
还有一个很重要的。
And another point, very important.
我们要相信住在我们里面的圣灵。
We need to believe the Spirit that lives in us.
十一节。
Verse 11.
然而叫耶稣基督从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你必属的身体活过来。我们里面住的圣灵有多大的力量呢
？The spirit that lives in us, how much power does it have?
主曾经使主耶稣死里复活。
The spirit once resurrected Jesus from death.
所以你还怕主耶稣我们的圣灵没有力量吗
？So are we still afraid that our spirit does not have Holy Spirit does
not
have power?
圣灵不能够战胜过我的情欲吗
？Do you think that our Holy Spirit cannot overcome our desires?
不会战胜过我的肉体吗
？Can it not overcome our flesh?
这是圣经的应许。
This is the promise of the Bible.
这要靠信心去接受。
This needs to be accepted by faith.
如果一个人没有这个信心
，So if a person does not have faith,
他永远胜不了这个情欲。
Then we will not be able to overcome this fleshly desires that we will continue to belong to sinful nature
像哥林多教会一样
just like the Church of Corinth
所以就纷争结党嘛
therefore they are in divisions
就有这种现象跑出来
and that they were in quarrels
八章二十六节提到这个圣灵很非常的有效，因为他按照神的旨意帮圣徒祈求。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26 here it all talks about that spirit is very useful that it help us in our weakness.
所以我们要跟圣灵同工。
Therefore, we need to work with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面祷告。
And we need to pray in Holy Spirit.
这是我们真耶稣教会的武器啊。
Because this is the weapon of our true Jesus Church.
哪一个教会多看重这个，在圣灵里面祷告，那个教会越兴盛啊。
So, whichever church that emphasizes on praying in the Holy Spirit, that church will surely prosper.
只是一直办活动而不注重的在圣灵里面的祷告，这个活动断不出什么东西。
But if they only emphasize on activities, yet does not emphasize on prayer in spirit, then that church will not have any growth.
那个都是表面的现象。
Because they are all they're all superficial signs.
不能够真正建立啊，那些弟兄姊妹的里面的属灵的力量，没办法建立。
It cannot establish the true strength within this with brothers and sisters in their heart.
我想这个十二章我就没有时间讲了，做活祭了啊，不讲了。
So we don't have time to talk about chapter 12, living sacrifice.
最后，神绝对的保证。
Then lastly is God's ultimate promise.
记载在八章三十一节下面。
It records in chapter 8, verse 31.
他说：“神帮助我，谁还能够抵挡我啊
？”So it says, if God is with us, who can be against us?
问题是神有没有帮助你
？So the question is God with us?
神都不爱惜他的爱惜主耶稣了，把他为我们舍了。难道他不把万物跟神一体给我们吗
？So if God already, if God who did not spare His own Son, but gave Himself up for
for us all, how will he not also alone with him gracefully given us all things?
我们有时候对神啊,
so we're not sure, sometimes we're not sure of God that whether God will surely give this to us.
神把他的最宝贵的独生子主耶稣都给你了,
so God already spared his own precious son to us, what else would he not give us?
重要的是你有没有按照神的话去做啊?
The question is whether we follow God's commandments.
再来33节,
in verse 33,
谁能够控告我呢?
Who will bring any charges against us?
我都跟神在一起啊,
because we are we have followed God and we have not leave footstep for Satan. No one could go and set charges against us. If God feels that we are justified, then who can set charges against us?
第34节,
34.
谁能够定我们的罪呢?
Who is he that could condemn us?
主耶稣已经为我死了,
if Jesus Christ already died for us,
死里复活了,
and he has already raised from death, and he has already resurrected to heaven to be the high priest,
那你谁还能够控告你?
Then who can set charges against us?
谁能够定我的罪呢?
Who could bring any charges or condemn us?
最后一个,
lastly,
谁能够阻挡我跟耶基督的爱隔绝呢?
And who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
胜过罪恶，胜过情欲，最大的力量就是基督的爱。
To overcome sin and overcome our desire, the greatest power and strength is the love of Christ.
我们又回到 主耶稣钉十字架了。
We return back to the cross of Christ.
没有一个东西啊。
Nothing in this world,
今世来世都没有,
in the past or in the future, nothing.
有形的无形的都没有, 没有一个东西啊,
in physical, material or invisible, in spirit, nothing.
靠着专爱我的主耶稣啊, 凡事都得胜有余啊。
And only through the love of Christ that everything will be given and will be more for us.
如果我们明白罗马书第一章一直到第八章的话,
so if we understand Romans chapter 1 through 8,
尤其到第八章,
especially to chapter 8,
你的人生一定是积极的,
then our life will be proactive,
你不会睡觉的,
that we will not sleep,
你会很有主动的,
that we will have actions.
神都做我后盾了, 我还怕谁?
If God is our shield, who else are we
神都做,
afraid of?
都把我做过了,
if God have already fulfilled for me,
我还担心什么?
What do I need to worry?
这是罗马书的要点。
This is the theme of Rome.
我们希望弟兄姊妹能够明白得到这个福气了。
Whole brothers and sisters could have a good understanding and receive this blessing.
这是很大的福气。
Because this is a great blessing.
不是一种理想。
It is not a dream.
这个真的会come true的。
This is truly will come true.
因为啊, 这个是神讲的, 不是人讲的。
Because this is from God and it's not from man.
我们就到这里结束了啊。
We will conclude.